PFT Media.
Welcome to Orlando Opinions with editor of the Daily City, Mark Baratelli.
Hi, welcome back. I'm Mark Baratelli, editor of thedailycity.com. Thank you for listening, and let's get started with the local news. City Council approved a growth management plan amendment for the 2.73-acre property at 1100 West Colonial, which will change the future land use and zoning to convert the existing building into a mixed-use retail/office project by Lamb Civil Engineering. The property includes a former Pontiac dealership and a large parking lot at the corner of OBT and Colonial. According to Quang Lam, principal at Lam Civil Engineering, the current tenant, Ultimate Auto Boutique, is anticipated to relocate spring 2018. Once they're out, the changes will begin. Phase 1 will include restriping the existing concrete parking lot and adding landscaping. Phase 2 will include build-outs by the tenants themselves as the tenants begin occupying the building. This is a shoddy use of such a major piece of property at such a major intersection. I want an apartment building with parking garage and street-level retail. I want that Wendy's property sold to Starbucks. I mean, I like a good liquor store like the next person, but come on! There's no reason to continue to pretend this section of OBT doesn't have the potential to become a charming place to live and work and shop and eat and drink. We told you December 9th that street-level retail was coming to the Central Business District of downtown Orlando in the building at 20 North Orange Avenue. A portion of the building that faces Wall Street will receive a new retail canopy, new glass storefront doors, stucco repair, and exterior lighting. The company is also interested in improving the landscaping. Improvements will include brick paver installation and refurbishment, more landscaping, irrigation, and a new and relocated pedestrian lighting system. Thanks to the City of Orlando's streetscape cost-sharing program, they'll receive a partial reimbursement of up to $155,000. This program is how Ace Cafe is getting reimbursed $174,000. Locals need to know that the city pays companies to make improvements to their buildings. Why does the city need to bribe companies to improve life for locals? Perhaps the city should give them a soul rather than money to make them take some responsibility themselves for making the city in which they operate better. And finally, you can rent your couch to strangers now, Orlando. City Council voted 6-1 to allow short-term rentals on a limited basis within all residential zoning districts. This means Airbnb for tourists. Screw you, overpriced hotels. Homeowners can rent out their room, sofa, or mother-in-law suite for less than 30 days, so long as the property owner or tenant is present when hosting guests. The homeowner or tenant can only rent to a single party at a time. The renting activity must be an accessory use to the primary residential use of the home, and a majority of bedrooms on the site cannot be rented out as short-term rental. The homeowner or tenant must register with the city and pay an annual fee and, get this, pay all sales and tourist development taxes for the home sharing use. Honestly, like putting competition out there for hotels. They don't deserve to hog the game and charge too much to families. That's the theme park's job. Hey! Thank you for listening once again to Orlando Opinions. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at The Daily City or go to thedailycity.com. That's where you can also get dates and times of our famous Food Truck Bazaar special events. They bring together the very best food trucks in Orlando and help grow the Central Florida food truck scene. And remember, Orlando is wonderful.
Warm-up to a manageable, but just get the marble mouthedness out, you know? Unique New York.
Mother of red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather.
A PFT Media production.